As Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Marjorie Chodakoff, C-H-O-D-I-K-O-F-F, this goes to Dr. Bokook. On 4-3-24, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-12-23. There's been no significant change period in the paragraph of pressure, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on John Curry. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 4-3-24, Mr. Curry performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1-18-24. There's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 4-3-24, Mrs. Gregson performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9-6-23. There's been no significant change period in the bag of compression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, NP. On 4-3-24, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study at 1-24-24. There's been no significant change period in the paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health. On 4-3-24, Mr. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-13-23. There's been no significant change period in PAG of impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no significant change. Next, six-minute walk test on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 4-3-24, Mrs. Brown performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. The patient walked 391 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. No paragraph compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4-3-24, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was slightly less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was slight improvement in flow rates, leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive lung disorder period. No PAGRAF impression, minimal restriction with minimal obstruction with a minimal bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 12-27-23, there's been slight deterioration in flow rates period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Roberta Nixon. On 4-3-24, Mrs. Nixon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period.